on there, we'll get through it. It's interesting, other congregations put outlines in their bulletin too, but not to the extent that I do. I get the Brother McKenzie's bulletin.
Amen.
bulletin from 61st Division, he puts an outline in, but he just has four, five words. He just has three words on this particular sermon, then a summary of the lesson. And then his Sunday night lesson, the same thing, a few, three things, and summary of the lesson. So I'm not sure what he says. I asked him about that one time. I said, Taylor, or Big Mac, I'm not sure where you're going with this. Give me a few more sentences so I know the direction that you're discussing. But so one time he wrote me a personal note in the bulletin, mailed to the house, and wrote one sentence.
You got what you asked.
Good luck. I said, good luck. So I know some of the brethren, they just, in their bulletin, they leave a half page for brethren to take notes. But I'll go ahead and give you some of the outline. I've tried to give you enough. My purpose is so that that you can study it on your own. Hopefully there's enough information, not just to follow along with what I'm saying, but to make it a personal study. So this lesson, there was a question that came up a while back, and I answered it to the person, and I said, well, I'll just give a lesson on that. Of course, then that person is not here tonight. But we'll just go with it. In Matthew chapter 12, it's a really familiar story, and I'm just kind of going to give you the commentary through it. But I'm going to read the text first. In Matthew chapter 12, let's read maybe 14 to 15. That time, Matthew 12, beginning of verse 1, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn. Disciples were hungry. They began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. Remember, the disciples are hungry. That'll be a point in the lesson. Verse 2, when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, behold, your disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day. He said to them, Jesus, have you not read what David did when he was hungry and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of God, or translation may be the temple, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or, verse 5, have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and they're blameless? I say to you that in this place is one greater than the temple. If you had known what this means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless or the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. And when he was departed, he went into their synagogue. Verse 10. Behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. They asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? That they might accuse him. But he said to them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on Sabbath day. Took him a long time to get to that lesson, but that's the lesson. Verse 13. Then said he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. He stretched it forth. It was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Of course, Jesus, in verse 15, knew it, withdrew himself from there. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. All right, let's go back and just reveal a few things in the text. First thing he mentions is Sabbath day. I put that in your notes. Sabbath day, that's the day that this took place. Exodus 20, verse 10, says that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. There's the problem with the Pharisees and Jesus. Thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, thy cattle, nor thy stranger that's within the gates. Don't do any work. Sabbath. Exodus 35, verse 2. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be unto you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever does work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations on the Sabbath day. Leviticus 23, verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. I just made a reference for Numbers 15. There was a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day, and he was stoned to death. In Deuteronomy 5, beginning of verse 12, is just a review of the old law, and particularly laws concerning the Sabbath. So I just gave that as a reference for your study. But the next verse, or the next phrase in our text in Matthew chapter 12, the disciples were hungry, began to pluck the ears of corn to eat. Some translations may use the word wheat, rye, oats, or barley, and that's okay. Luke mentions when he records the story that they took whatever they had in the field and rubbed it in their hands. Well, the Pharisees' tradition said that's work. You can't rub that in your hands like that. Well, it was lawful. I put in your notes. Deuteronomy 23, verse 25. When you come into the standing corn of thy neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with your hand. Thou shalt not move a sickle into thy neighbor's standing corn. But you can rub it in your hand. That was the law too. So now in verse 2, here's the problem. Pharisees, behold, and they said, they came to Jesus, the disciples. Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day. The charge was false. The violation was because of their tradition, their interpretation. You know, their personal rules that they set up over the course of time. But rubbing it in their hands was not work. I just gave you that scripture in Deuteronomy 23. So Jesus answered them in three ways. Could be possibly four ways, however you divide the text up. So he answers them, is this lawful or not? The first thing he does is make a reference to an Old Testament story. In verses 3 and 4. So you telling me that I can't rub the corn with my hands? Well, have you not read what David did when he was hungry? Now remember the story began, the disciples were hungry. Did you read what David did when he was hungry? The story's in 1 Samuel 21, I put it there. They were running from King Saul, came to the temple, and Abijah the high priest was there. And we don't have any common bread for you. All we have is the show bread, so we can't wait for the common bread to bake for us. We're in a hurry. We're running for our lives, so they took the showbread and left. That's the Old Testament story. In Leviticus 24, verses 5 through 9, I just made reference for the Old Testament story. The showbread was in the tabernacle, and it was only to be eaten by Aaron and his sons in the holy place. But here the story is, David entered the house of God or the tabernacle, did eat the showbread, but Jesus says it was which was not lawful. Not lawful. David was wrong to do that. Maybe. was he? See, the Pharisees had their tradition that David was okay because he was regarded as a king and a prophet. So they thought David was just doing this, but Jesus, you can't take the corn in the field. It was okay for David to take of the showbread, which was not lawful. But you can't do this. But they thought David was okay. See? But it's interesting because in cases of necessity, the law was not binding. So neither David nor the disciples were lawless. And remember, that's what Jesus is saying when he gets to verse 8 and a few verses later. It's okay to do well on the Sabbath. Just because they didn't have common bread in the temple to give to David and his, and those that were running with them. No, it's well, or it's okay to do well on the Sabbath. That's Jesus' point. So Jesus makes reference to this Old Testament story. Jesus is right. And the Pharisees said, you're calling us lawbreakers. No, we're not lawbreakers. We're not. The second illustration Jesus gives is in verse 5. It says, the priests in the temple profaned the Sabbath, and they're blameless. They really did profane the Sabbath, didn't they? You know, only the non-priests would profane the Sabbath if they did work in the temple on the Sabbath day. Then that would be profane. But it wasn't profane for the priest to do their work on the Sabbath. There was this exception to the law. In Leviticus 24, verse 8, every Sabbath he, meaning Aaron, shall set it, the showbread, in order before the Lord continually. Every Sabbath. Aaron and the priest had work to do. It didn't profane the Sabbath because they worked on the Sabbath. It was wrong for everybody else. In Numbers 28, verse 9, on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, beside the continual burnt offering and the drink offering. So there were offerings and work to do on the Sabbath that the priests would do. The exception was made for the priests in the temple. The law prohibited work, but the priests could work and be blameless. Illustration. Got a speed limit sign posted. 35 miles per hour. Police and the ambulance go driving by faster than the speed limit. Is that okay? You're hearing this way, it's not a trick question. That's okay. Now, I can't, right? I can, but I'm not supposed to. But when the police and the ambulance with lights and sirens exceed the speed limit, that's not a violation of the law. That's the exception. So the same way with the priest in the temple, there was an exception. So Jesus walks through the fields. No, it's okay to pluck the corn. David comes through the temple, and no, it's okay to take the showbread because it's mercy and not law. Mercy exceeds the law, and that's what Jesus is going to say in just a few verses. So now he gives a third illustration in verse 6. I say unto you that in this place, the temple, is one greater than the temple. And the something greater is Jesus' authority. So Jesus gives himself as a contrast between himself and the temple, or the house of God. Jesus, you know, Jesus has the authority over the temple and the law. And of course, at the crucifixion, Jesus is going to take away all the old law. But right now, he's Lord of the Sabbath. He's Lord of the temple. So that's what he said in verse 7. He gives a principle. If you had known what this means, it's a quote from Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, if you had known what this means, you would not have condemned the guiltless. No, we didn't break the law. If you had known what the Hosea meant by this phrase, you wouldn't come to us and say, why did your disciples transgress the law? Sacrifice is not being eliminated, but mercy is meshed in with it. Jesus is telling these Pharisees, when they make this accusation against them, you should have pitied us because we were hungry. See the point? We were hungry. You should have shown mercy to us instead of sacrifice. And you should have helped us out and not criticized us. Just as the priests are blameless, there was an exception in the law. Shouldn't even say there was an exception. There was a law for the priest to work on the Sabbath, but not others. So then he reaches the conclusion in verse 8, for the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Proclamation of his own authority. He's greater than the Sabbath, Jesus is. The Sabbath law was not known till the law was given. Now there was a Sabbath, there was a Sabbath rest. But the Sabbath law was not given till Sinai. And this giver of the law. Bible class time for us. We're not made for Wednesday night Bible class. We made Wednesday night Bible class. We meet sometimes on Thanksgiving Eve and do not have a Bible class. Can we do that?
Yes.
Can we change Wednesday night Bible class?
Yes.
Really? We can do that. That's right, because of this principle right here. See, we determine when to have a midweek class and what time to meet. And if we change the time or we change it to Thursday night, we can do that. We can cancel. We can change the time. We can change the day because that day was made for us and not us for that day. That's the meaning of that phrase. So Jesus uses that in his reasoning to the Pharisees in their accusation. In verses 9 through 13, there's another situation, another time. Sabbath day, but they ask Jesus a question, but it's for the purpose to accuse him in verse 9. So they ask him, Jesus, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? Different tactic than a direct accusation. Remember, before they come, we saw you and your disciples eating on the Sabbath day. It's not lawful. Can't do that. But now they simply, since he's answered that problem, they come back and say, let me approach you differently. Let me just ask you a question. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? Now, they're not asking to discover truth. they want to accuse him. That's what the text says. They want to tempt him. Back to 5 other times I just listed. I'm sure there's more. But in Matthew 16, verse 1, and in Matthew 22, verses 15, 18, and 35, and in Luke 10, verse 25, it mentions the 5, 6 more times that the Pharisees or the scribes come before Jesus, and the phrase is to tempt him or to trap him. So they weren't after information. They wanted to catch him in some way. So they, and then it's kind of, oh, by the way, there was a man with a withered hand in this temple. So an opportunity for a miracle. So in verse 11, here's the situation. So Jesus, now they ask him a question. So Jesus asks a question back toward them to answer them. He draws an argument from their own conduct of mercy on the Sabbath day. It's save it, I put in your notes, save a sheep versus save a man. Heal a man. The question that Jesus asked them, sheep falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lift it out? You have one sheep, he tells the audience there, you have one sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, don't you lift it out? Well, you can't work on the Sabbath day. Oh, but you lift it out, don't you? Ah, mercy above sacrifice. So in verse 12, Jesus asked the question again, how much better then is a man than the sheep? So then he makes his own conclusion to them. He says, wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. I'll give an illustration. In a large pond somewhere, or a small lake, whatever it is, body of water, big sign says, no swimming. No swimming. Well, somebody violated that law and they decided to take a boat out there and it tipped over and they can't swim and they're out there fluttering in the water and I'm standing on the shore and they say, help me, help me. And I say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. The sign says no swimming. You shouldn't be out there waving your arms like that. No swimming. No, no, no. Can I go swim out to him? Sign says no swimming. Can I break that law, see, mercy, and not sacrifice? And Jesus quoted Hosea 6, verse 6, and asked him the question, if you understood the meaning of that verse, you would find me guiltless. So in Jesus' own words. And then Jesus healed a man in verse 13, after he taught that lesson. See, now it's okay for me to heal this withered hand, and it was restored whole. And then the Pharisees in verse 14 went out and held counsel against him that they might destroy him. Wow. Jesus knew it. and he withdraws himself. Perhaps he didn't want the Pharisees to take him by force, didn't want to arouse the enemies by his presence. His appointed hour in Jerusalem was not yet, but several reasonings along this line. But still, when he left, he heals. In verse 16, he charged them that they should not make him known, perhaps again wanting to avoid the plots against him, didn't want to arouse, instigate the people that really hated him and wanted to take his life. In Matthew 21, verse 46, it says, when they sought to lay hands on him, a little bit later, in Jerusalem, they sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. But they want to lay hands on him. They want to accuse him. They want to destroy him in verse 14. And so in verse 16, Jesus makes a charge, don't make me known. So I just put five other places where Jesus made that same statement. In Matthew 8, verse 4, Jesus said, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, the one that was healed. In Matthew 9, verse 30, their eyes were opened, but he charged them, saying, see that no man know it, the man that blindness was healed. The text here, in Matthew 16, verse 20, he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. In Matthew 17, verse 9, they came down from the mountain after the transfiguration. Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. There's five times that Jesus said, don't tell. Of course, they did. But why? Why not tell? Well, I just kind of put one other verse in your notes, in John 18, verse 36. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. So if they began to tell about Jesus, perhaps some of his miracles or things, they might destroy him, like their plot was against him. So he said, wait a minute, I'm not here to fight a physical battle. So at this moment, at this time, in this instance, don't tell. You might provoke the people against me to actually come take me by force, and I don't want to have a physical battle with them. And then the last one, again, why? It's answered in Isaiah the prophet, in verses 17 through 21, and I just gave you a summary of those phrases, all referring to Jesus. So it's just interesting, and I titled this lesson just Lord of the Sabbath. There'll be times, now we don't minimize doctrine, that's not Jesus' point, but he's saying in this case, he was illustrating that he is Lord and master over the situations that he was placed in right then, at that time. So it's not that we need to, we can change doctrine. That was the last Sunday night's lesson, doctrine matters. So that's the lesson. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. It's okay to do well on the Sabbath day. Show mercy. Always, at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. So if there may be one here this evening, I'm a member of the New Testament Church. If it's your desire to be baptized, having met those prerequisites, you heard, you believe, you repent, you're willing to repent, confess your faith that Jesus is God's Son, be baptized. We many times say, if you just have a prayer request, just need to let that be known. We can surely and certainly answer that. So let's stand together.